Blog Talk Radio.
As always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and, of course, good spirits. For all of you living on the East Coast, especially the Northern East Coast, I hope that everything is working out for you guys, because I know it's rough up there, especially further up. I'm actually on the East Coast myself, but I am not in the New Jersey, New York, Massachusetts area up there where they got really hit hard by Sandy. Sandy really did some devastation out there, and our hearts and souls go out to all the people that have had to suffer through that, and also to thank all of the people that have actually stepped up. You know, it's amazing the amount of people that have actually stepped up as far as volunteering their time, volunteering their supplies, water, clothing, furniture, all of these different things that people have done. Matter of fact, I was talking with a gentleman actually just the other day that owns a very large thrift store, and he was organizing to actually send up trucks of supplies and things like that. So kudos off to people like Alonzo who actually are stepping up and doing as much as they possibly can to help others. And it also shows that humanistic part about us that, you know, there are a lot of us that will help, you know, when the time comes. Yes, there's a lot of us that don't step up, but there are definitely also a lot of us that do. So my hat's off to everybody that is actually able to, you know, give back, able to, you know, step up and try to actually help out their fellow man, fellow woman, all of the above. And anyway, that's part of some of what our show is about. It's not really about a tragedy, so to speak, but our show is actually about, what is it that you want out of life? What do you expect to get out of life? What are you looking for? You know, what does the dream mean to you? What is your dream? You know, what are the things that you can contribute not only to others but to yourselves? What's important to you? And how have those things that are important to you or that you say are important to you either guided your life? And are your actions, are the things that you've done thus far a mirror of what you're saying that you truly want out of life? Or are they a contradiction? You know, we find that there's a lot of people that say they want certain things, but if we actually look at their actions, we actually look at the patterns in which they continuously follow, the things that they continuously do, a lot of times what we say we want and what we do to obtain it are very much so not very congruent, as in our actions are saying one thing, but our mouths and our words are saying something totally different. So it's an interesting thing to look at, and I think each of us needs to look back on what it is that we're doing and whether those things that we're doing are actually getting us the result that we say we want. Because if we truly want that result, if we truly want that outcome, then that would mean that we would be doing things that are congruent or consistent with the type of thing that we want. So that's all really congruency is. It's actually, what we say, talking the talk and walking the walk. As in, you know, I love you, I love you, I love you, but every 5 seconds I'm cheating. Okay, that's not very congruent with the action of you being in love with that person and that person trying to be your one and only. You know, you say you want to save, but you're constantly spending. If you're constantly spending and you're not saving, but you're saying that you want to save, that's not congruent. You know, your actions are not congruent with your practice, with what you say you want. So I hope that that made the word congruent a little bit more simpler to other people. I'm sorry that sometimes I have a tendency to use words like that, but I'm catching on, Blog Talk. I'm getting up to it and getting slick with my stuff and coming back and understanding that, you know, this isn't a English lesson. This is about us expressing some stuff and then trying to see what we can get as far as feedback. And again, I hope that we actually do get some callers today. You know, and if anybody does want to call, the number is 323-443-7471. Again, that's 323-443-7471. And it would be great to get some callers and get some feedback. Find out what it is that you want out of life. What's important to you? You know, you've heard me say something like this before, but I was talking with a gentleman not that long ago, and this happens all the time, and I'll be conversating with someone, and they'll start telling me about their football team or their basketball team or their particular star that they really like, you know, or follow, be it music, be it, you know, artists, doesn't really matter. But as I talk to those people, I'm always amazed at how much these individuals know about this other person that doesn't even know that they exist, you know, because, again, they're a fan. So these people that are actually living their dreams, they're living their own life. You know, they're dealing with their own ups, their own downs, their own woes, their own problems, and their consistency of inconsistencies that confront us all. However, it's always amazing to me how many people will constantly make that person's life a center in their life, but yet they're not taking care of their own life. They're not taking care of their own problems. They're not dealing with their own situations and things that should be important to them, as in some of these other people are doing. Now, I'm not saying that any one person is better than the other, but let's look at it logically, ladies and gentlemen. If I've got a lot of money and a lot of resources, then that means I have a lot of money and a lot of resources. I can take either my money or my resources, and I can direct them to get things that I need to get done. But if I don't, if I'm a single mother and I have, you know, children, and it's just me trying to take care of my children, or I'm on a limited budget and it's me trying to take care of my responsibilities, in the end, it's just me taking care of those responsibilities. And as somebody said to me once before, you know, unfortunately, we've become a nation, we've become a world of people that are constantly looking for stimulus. You know, we're constantly looking for an escape. We're constantly looking for entertainment, be it going to the club, be it hanging out with people that, you know, don't necessarily mean us harm, but also don't mean us any good, as in they're not furthering me or getting me or getting you closer to your goals, to your dreams. They're not helping you to reach your pinnacle of perfection, or I understand that perfection isn't obtainable, but you're not getting better. Because these are people that instead of helping to help you grow, they're keeping you stagnant. They're not helping you to develop. They're not helping you to mature. They're not helping you to move to the next level in your own evolution, be it evolution physically or mentally. Are they helping you to get fatter? More than likely, yes. Are they helping you to stay at your mental level or actually constantly go down? Yes. Now, some people would get upset when I say constantly go down, but understand, if you're not growing and learning new things every day, you're falling behind at an exponential rate. I mean, you're falling behind faster than the law allows. Why? Because every day there's new innovations. Every day there's new information out there that we all need to take in. Can we possibly take it all in? No. However, what you looked at and what you were dealing with yesterday, there's something new. You know, I was talking to a gentleman that had recently recently graduated from high school, college. And to be honest, I got this from my professor back when I was going to school in South Carolina, you know, back when I was in my first few years of the Marine Corps. And my professor said something to me that I shared with this young man. And the thing that he shared with me is he said that, listen, it really doesn't, a GPA is great, and you want to get the highest GPA that you can get. He said, but understand that the day that you graduate from this university, your certificate is going to have the same general value as my certificate, whether you have a 3.0 and I have a 4.0, whether you have a 3.5 or I have a 4.0. He said, of course, you should try to understand the information as best you can and try to get as high a GPA as you can. However, he said, understand that once you graduate from this university, from this institution, all of the information that you've gotten is probably, or more than half of it, is antiquated. It's already out of date. There's already been new evolutions in knowledge, in development, in mankind, that makes that information that we're giving you today, you know, out of date. He was talking about the fact that if you buy a stereo system, a perfect example here is a cell phone. You get a cell phone today that's brand new. When you walk out the store with it, or a TV or what have you, when you walk out the store with it, it's already antiquated. There's already a production going on where they're actually making something else or about to make something else, just waiting until they get rid of that inventory, of something that's bigger, better, stronger, faster, all of the above. And that's a really scary thing. So we as people can't afford to sit on our laurels. We need to understand that as we grow and develop, as we take our steps in our own evolution, we need to constantly be open to new information. We need to understand that us being prepared is going to put us in the position where we can make a better future, make a better tomorrow, leave a history of growth so that the people after us will see that history of growth and want to continue that pattern, want to continue to have those dominoes knocked down. So we come back again to what is important to you. If you're watching someone on television that has aspired to be a football player or a basketball player or a musical artist or something like that, that person has aspired to that goal. And if you're watching them on television, that person has probably reached that level. They've reached enough of a level to where you're now taking your time, the one commodity that you cannot get back, cannot negotiate, and cannot change. What you have is what you have. You're taking your time to watch that person that has reached their goal continue to reach their goal. There's a reason why that person is getting paid hundreds and thousands of dollars for a game, and you're getting paid dollars an hour for your time. There's a reason that people live in huge houses and people live in small houses. Now, mind you, I'm not talking about good people, bad people. I'm not talking about any of those things. I'm talking about the value that that person has been given because of their actions, because of the things that they did in their present that created their now. You know, I talked to another gentleman really just a couple of days ago, and the gentleman was explaining to me that he doesn't have a high school diploma. However, even though this gentleman doesn't have a high school diploma, and please don't get me wrong, I'm not saying don't get a high school diploma and don't get a college degree. All of those things are very valid. Don't get multiple degrees if you can. But the interesting thing about this individual is that he has already reached a millionaire status. He already hires and employs multiple people. He already operates and owns multiple businesses. He's actually already a contributor to mankind and the population. Why? Because he has people that work for him. People are able to feed their families. People are able to keep a roof over their house, pay their electric, pay their gas, pay their taxes. Why? Because this gentleman, even though he doesn't have massive formal education, has been able to establish himself as a contributor, as a giver, as a person that is part of the positive generation of revenue and mankind, because he's helping other people to be able to do other things. Again, this isn't a ping on education. Education is a very valid thing. But what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, is that your actions, my actions, our actions are seen, they're watched, and they're watched by our children and our children's children. And do you want to leave a legacy, or do you want to leave debt? Do you want your kids to look at you and go, hey, I want to be just like mom or dad, or are you leaving And that's a legacy that you would want them to follow, or is it not? Are you walking the walk and talking the talk? So, when we look at the different things that are going on in our world, I hear a lot of people and I see a lot of people complaining and moaning and groaning and talking about, you know, the president didn't do this, or the vice president didn't do that, or my congressman didn't do this, or my wife or husband or kids or whatever. Well, here's the interesting thing. What have you done to make those things happen? Did you vote? Is that how your congressman got to be your congressman? Did you really look into that person's background? Did you really understand their policies and procedures? Did you take time out of your time? And when I say this, did you take time out of your time? I'm talking about the same amount of time that you wasted, well, not wasted, you had to get your enjoyment, your stimulus, the same time that you used to watch that football game, basketball game, the time that you waste, that you used to watch those award shows, the time that you used to go to the club, to hang out with your motorcycle friends or your Rotary or whatever it is that you do. Are you investing the same amount of time in the things that can make a difference, not only in your life, but the life of those around you and the life of those that you are going to leave behind? Because if you're not putting in that same amount of time in the things that can actually benefit you and have an effect on your life, as you are on the things that have no effect on your life in a positive way, most of the time only have an effect in a negative way, how can you complain that life isn't doing what it needs to do if you're not willing to step up and walk the walk and talk the talk and walk the walk that you say that you want everybody else to do? Don't get caught up, ladies and gentlemen, in the rhetoric. Don't get caught up in the garbage. Don't get caught up in things that don't matter and sacrifice those things that don't matter for those things that do matter. Your family matters. And what you do today is going to put you either in a better position or a worse position so that you can help them tomorrow. And that today totally controls your tomorrow. You're the best. You're the best of them all. However, if you don't believe that you're the best, and if you don't do things that mirror that mantra, then guess what? You're going to fall behind, and you're going to lose the ability to claim that title. You're going to lose the ability to say that you're the best. You're going to lose the ability to do the things that you want to do. And this is the Zurian's opinion. Any man or woman that is not in a position or is not working to put themselves in a position to make a better life for their children is a person that doesn't feel like a man or a woman. Any person that doesn't see that today you have to make a lot of different changes to be able to provide for your family. You can't rely on one job anymore, ladies and gentlemen. You can't rely on one, even two things. You need to have multiple streams of income. You need to work smarter, not harder. You need to think about what you're going to do and then follow through by doing it. You need to take stock in what's going on around you and see what you can do to make your life a better life than the life it is right now, to make your life for your children a better life than it is right now. Each of us needs to take responsibility for what it is that we are doing and how we're doing it, and we need to understand that there are going to be hills, valleys, rivers, streams, all of those different things in our way. And sometimes we're going to be able to go really fast, and sometimes we're going to have to go really, really slow. But we have to keep moving forward. Sometimes we're going to have to step back. Sometimes we're going to have to go around. But understand that as long as we do it, and we do it with a positive mindset and set it up so that what we're doing is still going to get us where we need to be, it's only a delay. It's not a stoppage. It's only a little bit of a slowdown. It's not coming to a complete halt. So what do you want out of your life? What do you want to happen for you? What do you need to do to make that happen? If that means you need to go back to school, go back to school. But don't think because you went to school and you have a piece of paper that that is it. That's not it. If you need to go to your job, go to your job. Work as hard as you can on your job. But again, as you've heard me say before, your job is a stepping stone. And that stepping stone is just that, a stepping stone. It doesn't mean because you got to the top of the hill, you've gotten to the top of the mountain. You know, there's an old saying, reach for the stars and you'll hit the moon. That's true. Because you always need to have a starting point, and you also need to have a destination. The journey is just that, a journey, and the journey never ends. All right? Each and every time you step up, you want to step up to a higher level. But you need to understand that underachievement is not a bad thing as long as you're constantly working to achieve, because you're going to get better and better and better and better the more you do it, and the more you do it right. There was a thing that says practice makes perfect, and it says no, the right practice makes better. And that's just it. If you're constantly doing the wrong things over and over and over again, guess what? You're not going to get any better. Why? Because you're practicing the wrong things. So that's why you're not getting the result that you want to get. That's why you're not attaining the things that you want to obtain. So ladies and gentlemen, when I talk to you, I'm only wanting to try to stimulate each and every person listening to think. Again, I am not smarter, I am not better, I am not wiser than any person on the planet. However, as Tony Robbins said, I would have to be an idiot to not see the obvious things that are right in front of my face. Why would you not do drugs? Because I would have to be an idiot to not see what drugs have done to other people. Other people like me, other people better than me. To not understand that if I was to use drugs, I would more than likely get the same result. So what's important to you? If your life is important to you, if your family is important to you, if your kids are important to you, then you need to get rid of that limited thoughts, those limited thoughts, that limited mindset, and you also need to understand that whatever it is that you've done to date has gotten you where you are. That doesn't mean it's going to get you to the next level. Tenacity backed by stupidity is still stupidity, okay? Working hard at something that you're going to constantly have to work hard on and not evolving to the next level is going to, again, equate to you getting the same result. That means you're going to be working just as hard tomorrow and the next day to get the same thing. So if that's the case, then that means in order for you to evolve, in order for you to get to the next level, you, I, we all need to make some changes. And one of the first changes I believe that we all need to make is that we need to stop blaming the world for our problems. We need to stop waiting for God or somebody else to drop this magic bullet on us, this beam of fantastic light, this lottery number that's going to win, this, you know, publisher's clearinghouse call with the people standing outside with the big check. We need to understand and accept the fact that in most cases that's not going to happen. Like somebody said once before, the reason that those things are sensational is because they rarely happen. If you're a business owner, same thing. It's going to take work. Very few people start a company, build it from scratch, and then Microsoft or Coca-Cola or some other big conglomerate comes and buys them out for millions of dollars. It's a very rare thing. And when it does happen, it didn't happen overnight. All right? A chicken does not go instantly from being an egg to being a chicken. There is a process. There is an evolution. There are things that have to happen for that chicken, for that egg to become a chicken. There are weeks and weeks and weeks of things that need to happen. It's the same thing with talent. talent is constantly doing those things again and again and again. Come on, ladies and gentlemen, how many of us know of people in our lives that are extremely talented, phenomenally gifted, however, they never amount to anything? Why? Because they believe they're press. Because they stop trying, because they're talented, because they're skilled, because they're blessed. How many people do we know in not only presently, but in history, that have become great because somebody set them up to be great? Because somebody that already had the clout set them up. You know, I was watching, I was looking at an actress the other day who is not pretty, cannot act, but she's been in a ton of movies. Why has she been in a ton of movies? Well, one of the reasons is probably because her father was a major movie production person. He was phenomenal. The guy's rich as heck. And his daughter wanted to be an actress. So even though she sucked, what do? They put an entire amazing cast around her, and they put her in the scenes, but they put her in the scenes just enough to where you could kind of see she couldn't act, but the rest of the show, the storyline, and everything else was so amazing and so popular that it just kind of fell to the wayside, that this one person that was getting paid probably just as much as the rest of them but didn't need any of the money because daddy was super rich or mommy was super rich, was able to do the things that they were able to do to make this person, to give this person a chance. Well, most of us don't have that. We don't have anybody that can write the ticket for us. We have to earn it. We have to work for it. We have to develop it. We have to, you know, take it and make it what it is. And some of it is luck, labor under correct conditions, and some of it, but the interesting thing about luck is labor under correct conditions or labor under correct knowledge, because conditions would have to be spelled with a K, right? Anyway, but the whole thing is that in order for us to live our dreams, we need to step up. You can't keep doing what your mother did, your father did, your great-grandfather did, your great-great-grandfather did, and all of that, and think that you're going to get forward. How do people that own multi-million dollar corporations get rich most of the time? Off of other people's efforts, off of giving them a nickel so that he can earn a dollar. You know, in business school, one of the teachers told me that if you truly want to get rich, what you do is you hire people to do your $5 work so you can do $100 work. You hire people to do your $100 work so that you can do $1,000 work. You hire people to do your $1,000 work so you can do your $10,000 work, whatever that may entail. And you make sure that those people do that work to the level that they're supposed to do it. And you pay them accordingly. In most cases, paying them accordingly is paying them a lot less than they're worth. Because if you were paying them what they were worth, let's be honest, people, why would we hire you? We wouldn't. If you can't earn a business $1,000, then that means you're not worth $10. So anyway, what's your plan? What do you want out of life? Do you want to leave a legacy or do you want to leave debt? Do you want to leave a drive, a motivation, and a dream for your children that they can see because they not only live it because of you, but they see how hard you've worked for it. They see what goals you've obtained. They understand that you're a person that's willing to change, ready to adjust as you move through your own evolution, setting up a pattern so that they do theirs. Are you teaching them to save? Are you teaching them about money? Are you teaching them all of the things that you need to teach them to help them grow? It's not just reading math, science, and arithmetic. It's also ethics, it's also morals, it's also spirit, it's also esprit de corps, it's also a whole bunch of other different things. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, there's no way that we can go through all of that on today's show. And unfortunately, we didn't really get to have anybody to give us their rendition of what we were talking about, but that's fine. Again, my heart goes out to all of you. I hope that everybody's having a great and wonderful day. I need to go to the office for the campaign, since I'm volunteering my time to, again, be part of the solution and not part of the problem. So, done today. This is Zurian of the Zurian Show. Everybody have a beautiful day, and if you haven't, get out there and vote. Make sure you're out there and vote for your particular candidate, whoever that may be. Thank you very much, and have a great and wonderful day. Take care.